Get Abstract keeps you updated with summaries of the best business books published worldwide. Books you absolutely need to know in a convenient, smart format.
To be a world leader, some companies invent new products. Others, like the United Parcel Service, reinvent themselves. The history of UPS is a century-long story about a visionary founder, Jim Casey, who took a simple idea and made it grow. He built an exceptional company that recognizes the critical role of its employees and the need for constant renewal. Consultants Mike Brewster and Fred Dalzell were given complete archival access to create Driving Change, a corporate biography for the company's 100th anniversary, published by Hyperion. They cover UPS's history and development, detailing Casey's visions and methods, and showing how UPS has become a leader in global shipping and logistics. Their enjoyable, informative book is as much an industrial engineering story as it is the biography of a company that has continually reinvented itself. Get Abstract recommends it to business people who want to see how diligent leaders built a global company.
In 1905, aged 17, UPS founder Jim Casey left his family in Seattle to strike it rich in the aptly named town of Goldfield, Nevada. However, all the surrounding gold mining sites had already been claimed, so he and a friend opened a messenger service instead. 2 years later, Casey returned to Seattle and spent $100 to set up the American Messenger Service with his new partner, Claude Ryan. With only a single bicycle and a few hired boys as employees, they distinguished themselves from other messenger companies by stressing good service and low rates.
In 1913, Everett McCabe joined the firm as a new partner, bringing in 30 employees and a fleet of motorcycles. He was a visionary, and Casey was the businessman who implemented his ideas. As the company grew, Ryan left, and Casey's brother George became a partner. Looking for a niche, the partners recognized that shoppers were buying from department stores, but had no easy way to bring their purchases home. The nation's largest delivery services, such as Wells Fargo and American Express, were not interested in intra-city deliveries. American Messenger's big break came in 1917, when Charlie Soderstrom, who had extensive delivery experience, joined the company. Within 12 months, the firm was handling all the deliveries for three large department stores.
Since the firm's customers were high-end stores, Casey also had to uphold top standards. He meticulously maintained his vehicles and required drivers to follow a strict dress and conduct code. In return, they earned high wages. The company adopted a new standard color, Pullman Brown, for its delivery vehicles in 1919. As the company, by then called United Parcel Service, expanded to California and Oregon, its leaders developed a company culture that stressed high standards. To reach employees, UPS started publishing The Big Idea, one of the first corporate newspapers in the U.S. in 1924. The next year, it gave its employees uniforms of the same brown used on the trucks.
UPS began applying industrial engineering techniques in 1923 and relied on them for the next 80 years to design and improve its systems. Casey encouraged continuous reevaluation of processes and ultimately coined the term constructive dissatisfaction to describe UPS's improvement process. In 1927, UPS offered ownership shares, including voting rights, to one-tenth of its workforce. The company launched this pioneering employee stock ownership plan, even though it did not need to raise new capital. Its motive was to strengthen its relationships with its employees. Always curious about feedback, Casey solicited employees' input and compiled it into the so-called policy book, a hybrid employee manual, mission statement, and business plan. Still in use today, the book is an essential component of the company's culture.
As UPS, which had already become the world's largest parcel service by 1932, improved its operations, demographic shifts altered its trajectory. From the mid-30s to the mid-50s, Americans doubled the number of cars they owned and department stores moved to suburbia, where people could take home their own packages. When business stagnated in the early 1950s, UPS expanded its wholesale and business-to-business deliveries and increased its long-haul intercity trucking. Casey envisioned a worldwide delivery service. No company had ever built such a network, but UPS's history is the story of invention, expansion, and reinvention.
UPS now operates the world's eighth largest airline from its U.S. cargo shipping and distribution headquarters at the airport in Louisville, Kentucky. It services 1 million packages daily to 200 countries and territories. Uncharacteristically, it entered the air shipping business reactively in response to Federal Express. FedEx introduced many new services, including overnight delivery in 1981. Hence, UPS had to act. Buying 9 used airplanes, it began overnight service a year later. By August 1987, the company needed an in-house fleet. To accelerate its learning process, UPS hired retired airline professionals and matched them with UPS veterans. Starting its airline led the company into new locations and new strategies. For example, it moved into Canada and developed agency relationships in Turkey. In 1985, UPS expanded into Europe and eventually added 2 more acquisitions to serve Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. Today, UPS serves more than 300 Chinese cities and is building a major hub in Shanghai. As of 2006, UPS had 23 more countries in its sights.
Aside from its global reach, UPS's other main strength is its technological ability, which allows it to serve customers one-on-one, as envisioned by current CEO Michael L. Eskew. Unlike other great companies, which grew through new product introductions, UPS expanded through continuous improvement, engineering and re-engineering its systems, and relying upon advanced technology. The company developed user-friendly systems to track individual packages worldwide. Today, customers themselves enter more than 95% of UPS's shipping information. This is a major reason that UPS can ship 15 million packages daily. To run this system, UPS owns the world's largest IBM relational database and employs 4,000 software engineers. It buys more PCs than any other company and is the globe's biggest user of cellular phone minutes.
When UPS went public in 1999, it was the third largest privately held company in the U.S. Given its traditions, it sought to protect employee ownership rights, so it issued employees a class of stock with 10 votes per share, while public shares carried 1 vote. Even though UPS was no longer employee-owned, its expansion continued, fueled by new capital. It entered other new businesses and developed its expertise in fleet operations, supply chain management, and outsourcing. UPS is a global trade leader, because it anticipated where market growth would occur. It was cautious about allocating resources to new projects, and it became a socially conscious force in its markets. The company also prospered because it used technology to transform itself continually while staying focused on its workers and its customers, just as Jim Casey did 100 years ago.
Thank you for listening to Get Abstract Book Summaries. To find more company biographies and other related summaries, please go to our website at getabstract.com.